pressure increased on striking transit workers today as New Yorkers made their way through day two without subways or buses. The city sought a temporary restraining order today to force union members back to work. But strikers on the picket lines, led by transit workers union leader Roger Toussaint, were defiant.
There is a higher calling than the law, and that's justice and equality. Had Rosa Parks answered the call of the law instead of the higher call of justice, many of us who are driving buses today would still be in the back of the bus. So we want to drive the bus today with some respect, with some dignity, and that's what this contract fight is about.
Well, the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, didn't see it that way.
Working people are the ones that are being hurt. Busboys are getting hurt. Garment industry workers are getting hurt. Owners of mom-and-pop businesses are being hurt. No one is being spared. And the people that get hurt the most are those that can least afford it. They are the people starting up the economic ladder who are basically living day to day. And if they don't get paid, they can't eat.
In a moment, we'll hear about the travails of New York businesses and their employees, all trying to make do without subways and buses. First, some of the why and wherefore of this strike. Reporter Stephen Greenhouse of the New York Times covers transit issues and joins us by phone. And Steve Greenhouse, first, I'd like you to tell us about the big issues in the strike. Pay. How far apart are the union and the MTA over pay?
The differences over pay aren't so great. The real big differences are over pensions.
But when it comes to retirement, just about everything seems to be an issue. First of all, at what age one can retire?
Under the current rules, subway and bus workers can retire at age 55 with a half pension, half of their pay, once they have 25 years on the job. Proposal was to raise that to 62 years of age, but then on Monday night, right before the strike deadline, management greatly changed its offer and said, okay, we're not changing the retirement age, but from now on, all new workers will have to pay 6% of their wages to help finance their pension. That's up from 2% for current workers.
And was that the issue that sent Mr. Toussaint out on strike?
Yes, it was. Mr. Toussaint, the president of the union, has long said, we will not sell out our unborn. And by that, he said, we will not agree to a contract that treats new transit workers worse than current transit workers.
Labor relations between New York public officials and transport workers leaders have at times been poisonous. What's the dynamic here between the heads of the MTA and the Transport Workers Union?
It seems that every generation there's a new strike, a new rancor. You know, every generation, a new set of leaders forget how painful the strike was years before. The union has a new, fairly militant leader who wants to show he's tough, who faces a lot of pressure from dissidents who are trying to outflank him and show they're even tougher, so he has to dig in. Now, there was a big transit strike in 1980 that lasted 11 days, that created huge pain, that led to large fines for individual members. Mayor Koch did a wonderful job rousing the public against the union. Those days were in ways Mayor Koch's finest hour as mayor. And in 1966, there was another famous strike that shut down the city with the famous labor leader Michael Quill, who founded the Transport Workers Union. He was an immigrant from Ireland. He was called a leprechaun from hell. When judges ordered him arrested, he said, may they drop dead in their black robes. He was a fierce character. And this union, over the last, three, four, five decades, has been a particularly militant union, much more stubborn, much prouder than many of the other labor unions in the nation. And they have a very strong weapon, much stronger than many other unions. They can shut down the nation's largest subway system where millions and millions of people ride each day.
Stephen Greenhouse, reporter for the New York Times, has been covering the transit strike there. Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks.